phone. This is your boy Pablo, aka Number Seven Grandson, aka the Bearded Wonder, aka the Pod Boss, aka Pod's favorite. Mr. Moore, aka from HBCU, Pinkies Up, and we are here with another wonderful episode of Toxicology Report.
Toxic.
We're not really toxic, just the name.
Oh.
And as always, my man, my mellow, being out here, we ain't doing this because that's just how it is. Sir, introduce yourself.
It's your boy, Best Friend, aka the Colonizer, aka the Great White Hype, aka White Meat is What's for Dinner. And I got a new aka today, aka Captain of the Bang Bang Scissor Gang.
Ooh.
Where the fuck did that come
from? Don't worry about where it came from.
No.
But I'm the captain.
AKA, that's origin, sir.
It does have an origin.
I don't need to know.
You don't need to know.
Sounds good to me. And as you can see, we big time now. Man, we big time now. We got famous folks in the building. Ma'am, tell the world who don't know who you are, because they should know who you are.
I was about to say, you know, my name is Tippy Tall Girl, you know, also known as Just Put the Tip In, for, you know, those
white people.
Yes, my eggshell. Brother Pearl, brother to the left, big white hype. I'm a Baltimore DMV local comedian, you know. Like I said, even though I'm over 6 foot, I do identify as 5'11".
Because
I feel like that's more digestible, so.
Yeah.
So they see you. And then
I'm going to say, you can identify all you want.
But by the time I get there, like, they're like, all right, she cute, so I'm going to buy dinner tonight. But next time.
Next
time?
Right,
it's never going to be next time. No second dates over here.
No second dates?
No.
Mm-mm. Why not?
I'm on a world tour right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, I did a bid.
That's
I was married.
Best man.
I was married for like 18 years. So, yeah, I did a bid, so.
Fuck marriage.
Yeah. He did a bid, too.
Yeah.
Fuck marriage.
Yeah. Fuck the court system.
Right.
You know, like, last few guests have been divorced. Like, I don't know what's going on.
That's the world we live in now.
Yes, it is.
The new world. They don't give a fuck about, like, nobody takes marriage seriously as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one person will, and the other person is just like, I did it for the party. We got this status of being married, but you're like,
I agree. It's not about the wedding. It's definitely about the marriage, but, I mean, I myself am not divorced, but I do identify as divorced, so.
Shit, I used to identify as she died in a plane crash. She didn't really die in a plane crash, but I identify.
I'm about to say, I just saw her.
Damn.
It's the Best Friend. Should we give her the question or the boxer question?
I want both.
Okay, all right.
Because she's a professional.
If she can handle that
big black mic right there, she can handle both.
That's what I'm saying. You're the scissor king. I'm about to say, give
bang,
me a
bang, scissor
coochies.
Gang.
You know what I mean? Let's find some coochies in here.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cool. So, first question.
This might have a different meaning because she ain't like, no offense, but you ain't one of them small little girls out with your man needing protection.
Yeah.
And this first
I'm
time,
myself, girl, Aaron.
Okay.
Just because,
this first time meeting her, but she doesn't look like she's taking any shit.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
I eat ass, so I guess I do take a little bit of shit.
There you go. All right. So
this is a game.
Let's say, right, All Star Weekend, whatever, right? You and your power forward, you know, partner out, you know, chilling. He mad because his team lost.
Okay.
He a little loosey goosey. He started running his mouth. And, you know, somebody...
He's knocked the fuck out.
By somebody about, like, 5'8 over there, you know, like a light mocha.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to do something?
Your man gets knocked out. Like, you just leaving him?
You helping him?
That's my nigga. Like, I'm a ride or die. I'm going to help him get up. I'm not fighting nobody, though.
Okay.
I'm going to say, no, don't hit me. I'm press charges on you.
So how's that conversation go when you get him in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm shitting on him.
Oh,
but the crazy thing about it is, like, back in the day, like, when I went to Morgan State University, me and my homegirl used to call us the game with no name, like, and it's crazy. I mean, we never would start a fight. We definitely would finish it, though. Like, she grew up doing, like, Taekwondo and shit. We were very feminine, but very, we used to, throw our hands.
So, are the jokes stopping that night, or is that going
to
continue?
Oh, no. It's just going to ride to the day you die. Like, a little nigga knocks you out.
One day he's going to piss you off, like, yo, I'm going to go get that little motherfucker and knock you out again.
No, for real. No, like, right.
You can't handle him.
Poor stick, though.
I slapped
so
the shit.
Embarrassing. I mean, was he drunk, though? I know that.
Yeah, a little loosey goosey. Little
oh, okay. I mean, come on now. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
That's why
I don't drink in public because I grew up in the hood, so I know you got to watch your surroundings at all times. You never know what's going on, so you'll never catch me slipping.
But for your girl to jump at you, That's just ultimate disrespect right there. That's just like...
Well, he disrespected himself, though. Exactly. He might want to get loosey-goosey. Boxing lessons coming up next, because...
That's right.
Damn.
What you get me for my birthday? I got they had a sale up in the boxing place up the street right there, that ground and pound place.
Bruh.
You all about ground and pound, right?
I say ground and pound's a whole different meaning over there.
Exactly.
That's what I was about to say.
So this game here, I got from Target. I'm always gonna shout Target out.
You won't let me shout out McDonald's for giving me a drink.
Because I'm upside down in bed.
Mr.
Have Chinese.
He's drinking Willy Wonka soda.
I got from the hood McDonald's. That's probably why it's like the bootleg cup. That Section 8 cup and shit they
have. So, this is called Lyrically Correct.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you a question.
Three questions total.
Three questions.
Okay.
Okay.
We want to see how black
the
black card is.
It's literally a part in the song.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I can't, even though I got this raspy-ass voice. I sound like Lil Wayne in the morning. You know what I mean?
But
I can't say.
But it does help if you sing it to yourself.
Right.
So, first person did it, 1 out of 3.
Okay, let's go.
Second person did it, 2 out of 3.
I had one help from me.
Well, he helped. So, 1 out of 3.
Okay.
So, if you get 2.
1.5.
You ahead of the game.
Okay.
You're the leader. You're on the leaderboard.
All right.
Okay, leader.
Some of these have multiple choice, some don't.
Okay. Right.
Okay. What does Boyz II Men want you to do after you close your eyes and make a wish?
Oh, I got this one.
If the white man got it before you.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Make a wish.
Come on.
And blow out the candlelight.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. That's it. Blow out the candlelight. Look at you. That's one. You already on the roll. See?
I like this. I need to get this one. When I'm drinking honey at home.
Ooh. Alright, in We Belong Together, what did Mariah Carey lose when he left? See, that's how non-white he is. He don't even know this answer.
I'm thinking.
Come on.
I'm trying to think. Wait, you said We Belong Together.
We Belong Together.
Oh, okay. I was more of an Eminem fan, but you look like Eminem a little bit.
Definitely say the comments.
Yeah, definitely give an 8 mile. you said, what did you lose?
What did she lose when he left?
And it's crazy, I actually let this off. I should know this. You actually know it?
I don't know this one. Yep. I know it, but I can't, for some reason, I can't sing the whole song.
Uh-huh.
Because you only really get the hook.
Right.
You remember the hook.
It's not that part.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to get it. What'd she lose?
She lost a part of her.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's so extra.
Ain't it, though?
I'm already down. Yeah. She, well, yeah.
Now it comes in your head when he says it. Like,
I would have never got that, because I'm never losing a part of me.
Oh, yeah. There's a Johnny Gill one in here. I didn't get it until somebody said that. I was like.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
Okay. All right. You better get this one.
Okay.
Where was Brandy sitting when she was thinking about you?
Oh, my God. Sitting up in my room.
Look at that. Good job. Hey.
I feel like you should have tried to, like, let me redeem one. I can't get another card. Come on now.
That's right.
You give her another card.
Thanks.
She got 2 out of 3, but we'll give her another one.
That's messed up.
So, Kayla, King, y'all bullshit.
Twins.
You're in the bottom three.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the first thing that came to Usher's mind when his chick on the side said she was 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it?
Wait a minute, what's the song? Confessions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He thought, he was like, damn, the baby gonna have herpes too.
That's what he thought?
Oh my God, I heard that's a thing. My cousin, okay, we can talk about that.
He's like a bumpy baby.
Oh my God, what's the little tasty cake with all of the, like, the little
the
star
cake? The Star Crunch.
Star Crunch.
Is that a Star Crunch?
Yeah, phew. What's the first thing that came to his mind when she was pregnant? I ain't gonna get it.
First thing came to mind was you. He was toxic as
hell. Maybe I'm just selfish because I'm not losing myself when I leave with you. Like, my first thing to come to my mind is, where's the abortion clinic at? Because I feel like when people, like, my thing is this. I feel like you should let me know when you're about to die. I don't care what nobody says. Because you're making decisions for me. You're making life decisions. Now I got to, you know, send little whoever to the upper room.
So how mad you get when they don't tell you?
I mean...
Is it one of the things where you just go with it and not say something? Or sometimes you're just like, motherfucker, I can't believe you did that.
There's so many places on me that you can finish. It's unnecessary to finish this on me.
Nah, it just don't feel the same.
True. Well, I had a hysterectomy, but...
And she's 6 feet, so it's definitely a whole lot of places
you can finish. Let me tell you, tall girls have amazing vaginas. So if you haven't had any before.
Not tall, no. No.
Well, no. I hang with a gang of giraffes, you know. I got y'all. Line you up with some
white meat and sauce for dinner.
Damn. I'm hungry though. I ain't gonna lie.
So, ma'am, what got you into comedy?
I got into comedy by mistake. I went to go see one of my friends, comedian Chris Dow, who I used to have a podcast with, AO Podcast. And nobody...
They like the Avengers. It was like 27 of them on the table.
It was a lot of us. We all was different flavors and shapes and sizes, you know. But yeah, like I went to one of her shows and nobody wanted to go first. So she just introduced me as if... Mm-hmm. Didn't ask me nothing. I'm just sitting on the side. He's like, coming next. She's new to this. I'm looking around like, who's it? You know? She's like, Tippy Tall Girl. I said, I know you fucking want to go.
And that was my... you in there.
Yeah, so that was my first time getting on stage, and I killed it.
That's something you would do. Yeah.
That was some. That she's an asshole for that, but it was the best thing ever happened.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That's how my grandfather taught my mother how to swim. He just threw her off the side of a boat and said, "You either
just pray for the best."
That's some white
people. Yeah, that's some
people. Yeah, this was all swimming classes. Why don't you just toss the baby in there and just watch
them and do the thing.
I'm glad she made it.
I'm glad I was good because, yeah, she would have had to see me.
They about to do the hook like the Apollo. Like this. Can you imagine getting hooked?
Yeah.
Your first time, you're like, I ain't never doing this shit again.
Shout out to Kiki Shepherd. She was a bad bitch.
Oh, 110%. Yo, well, Lauryn Hill got boobed her first time.
And she still get boobed.
Right.
There's a big-ass gap before the boobs, okay? Boob and the last boob is a big-ass gap of... Yeah. Lauryn was the shit. Alright, don't do Lauryn like that.
And I heard trying to explain, I'm a creative, that's the reason why I even come to you. I was late, or don't come.
He was so upset with me.
I was just like, bitch. So it's your fault that I'm a bitch.
Right. Yeah, that's entitlement.
Yeah, I pay $50 to see you and you're going to be late.
And then you show up with your eyebrows not arched. Right. Like,
and then your entire family backing you up, like, yeah, she's Lauryn. Like, no.
Nope.
Hi, Lauryn.
It ain't like you're Whitney. You ain't Mariah. Man, like, come
definitely
on.
Ain't Whitney.
Right. You ain't Whitney, so
you
ain't got
Crack Whitney.
Crack Whitney, top tier. Crack Whitney, top tier. Definitely.
The song be going on for 10 minutes.
That's because that
crack. Right.
As her mouth keep going, so all she got to do is make a noise, and her lips are just carrying the tune.
Shout out to Crack Whitney, Crack Bobby.
110%, 110%.
Bobby, fat as shit.
That is a wild comment. To say, Bobby fat as shit.
Yeah. He don't play the pause game, so
he's like,
he just said what he wanted out of his mouth.
I said what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that Bobby just looked at him crazy.
I can't take a no bueno.
No, Bobby, yeah. He was in the group.
Yeah. So, speaking of booze, you remember a time that you just bombed and nothing?
Before you answer that, before you say it, remember, how many times has there been for people to get an idea of, you know, if you say, hey, I did it twice, and you're like, no, you don't really have a good, but if you tell people, like, hey, I do this all the time, and I've been out there, like, hundreds of times, then okay.
One out of three?
I've never bombed. I've done something where, okay, I'm going to say, one time I blacked out in the middle of it. I was drunk as a bitch, though. But then when everything came, like, it was hilarious. Gotcha. Even though blackout, people were just like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, no, for real. Them Tiffany's, I swear. And then the other time, I said this guy's name on stage. He was another, so I was, first of all, you're not supposed to have sex with comedians when you're a comedian. I don't know if you know this, that is like the one-order rule. So, you know, I had a little for real. You know, nobody was supposed to know. Again, drunk as shit. I swear, Hennessy, I literally had to break up with Hennessy because it always let me down. But, yeah, I was on stage, and I said his name.
Mm.
And I said, fuck. And it was because I didn't want nobody to know I was messing with him. So, yeah, I had that. Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though, that's my girl. That's my shorty.
We ain't know. We was nobody's nothing. We was just.
He started taking claim.
Yeah, his chest poked out.
That's my shorty up there on stage.
Right there. She killing me. See that? I see you, baby.
Yeah. But other than that, no, I've never bummed. I never got bummed. Okay. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell y'all. I'm telling shit. You go somewhere, you don't get paid, and you come back and be like, I killed that shit. Hey, still got paid.
So. I told people our podcast sucks ass. He does. Shit.
And then when they watch it, and they watch it,
he's always like, nah, man, we're good now, nah, man.
Yeah, then people watch it like, oh my fucking God, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, I think you guys are amazing. Thank you. I did talk about having sex with my deaf cousin when I was 5 in front of like a church crowd. That kind of went a little wild. Oh,
that's hilarious.
I love it.
Yeah.
I would have been dying.
Her and her homegirl.
Yeah. I'll be in the back crying.
Because I tell people all the time, like, molestation in Baltimore is just practice. You
it's
know?
Hand-to-hand.
So,
it's definitely hand-to-hand.
Yeah, it's just practice.
Yeah. Everybody got that uncle at the cookout.
Right.
Like, come here, dude. Sit on Uncle Cujo's lap right here.
Just make you a little Caesar female. But, yeah. Oh, I tell people all the time, if I ever go to jail, I'm going to be A1. Like, because I knew I did a good job. Like, because, like, when she got hers and she was deaf or whatever, she was like, duh. You know what I mean? I was very, you know. Shout out to a 5-year-old man.
Yeah, hey, that's crazy. So, here we go.
Data time.
What's the word? I don't know. Your top 5 comics.
Oh, okay. I get this a lot. Yeah. Corey Holcomb is up there. I like storytelling.
You gotta go now.
Why?
All right, y'all. It's been real. It's been a good show.
I love Corey Holcomb. I love the fact that he can do it, like, literally 25 minutes on abortion. It's like, I've seen him every time he came to Baltimore.
You know, like, 2 seconds from getting out of here.
Okay.
I'm talking about him.
I seen that little thing that him with Timmy Haddish did with the little kids. Oh, God.
Yeah, he
that was a wild. But like I said, it's Baltimore, you know.
Yeah.
Molestation practice. Let me see. Okay, definitely Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
That's his style. Ari Spears.
I love
people that push the envelope. I like Wanda Sykes.
I like Wanda Sykes.
And it's funny.
Where's she been at?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. She's done enough.
I don't know how long ago it was, but she had one.
My last person, it's a couple people that could kind of go in there. It's somewhere between, like, if not Jerry Seinfeld, maybe like a Billy Crystal. Like, I like those old white, like, dry comedy.
I respect that you didn't say the usuals. Richards, the
Eddies. Oh, no. I grew up listening. My dad would listen to them on, like, record player and stuff like that. And they were cool. But,
Yeah, if you get mad at me, I'm not a big Richards stand-up fan.
Yeah.
I like Eddie.
Cheech and Chong. They were funny as shit on their record. Yeah. Like, you know, so I grew up listening to a lot of records. I like Bill Cosby's record, the one we had Basketball Jones on it.
Bruh.
Yeah. I grew up
Bill Cosby's funny. I told you, bro.
He used to be.
Yeah, bitch.
He's still fucking funny.
Storytelling, all that. That
Spanish fly.
Yeah.
He got the same syndrome as Biden. Both of them walking around here stumbling and shit.
Oh, my God.
Well, they both 108 years old.
No, for real.
They both should die at this point.
No.
They shouldn't die, but if they do, I understand.
Now you understand.
You know what I mean? Your time.
You know what I mean?
50 years ago.
They're pissing on that grave.
For real.
Oh, poor Bill.
Yeah, they're going to treat him like when Manson died.
I'm going to go home and eat some pudding today.
There you go.
My dad's nickname is Pudding. So that's kind of weird. I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Daddy.
And Daddy's Pudding. Pudding Pop.
That made it worse.
Bruh. So where do you want to take this? Like, the whole comedy and all that other stuff.
Be honest with you.
I see you in the movie and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah, we're about to shoot another one. Yeah. That was just really funny. I was about to say, on YouTube, watch a TV movie by Smooth. That was pretty good. They definitely got me out of there. Shot me right in my head.
Yeah.
She
just ruined the whole movie, y'all, but that's all
right. Nah, wait, it's not over. Like, you can see that on my Instagram.
It's a Baltimore thing. It's
right.
It's trained.
It is, you know. But me, I don't care if I stay local, be honest with you. Like, I really enjoy what I do. I am going to perform in Harlem on March 29th. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm going to start
going to
perform. Yeah, it's about to come. I'm going to say. Right. No, don't do me like that. I'm actually funny. because there's a lot of comedians that's not funny. And, you know, I still like support them.
Who's not funny?
Jess Hilarious.
Who? You know what? I really do like Jess Hilarious. She was the sweetest person. When I met her.
Wait, she was real?
She was amazing. She was
her stand-up is good. I like her stand-up.
Yeah, but, I mean, maybe in the beginning when I first saw her, to be honest with you, I actually left in the middle of one of her performances before. But I feel bad because I saw her not that long ago, and she was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm about to say, I mean, going from internet to stage is different. I'm sorry, in Baltimore has the worst crowd when it comes to stand-up. Ooh. In reference to, like, if you are not funny, they are not laughing. Yeah. Actually, they will get on stage with mm-hmm. you. They will they will start shitting on you from the crowd. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, that's why Vontae left.
I saw what happened. Yeah. And speaking of Smooth, the person who I was in a movie with, that whole debacle with him getting in a fight, actually his girlfriend, and everybody was in there throwing bows over because he wouldn't perform. I mean, like I said, I just performed with, what's the other guy's name? The one who's like, not me.
Oh, Smurf.
Smurf. Yeah. And like I said, all these people, they're sweet people. He told me he's only been on stage like 4 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, for 4 times, absolutely. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like whatever way you get yours, you get yours. Yeah, so
as long as I get mine.
But when I get out, I'm a dog on stage. You know what I mean? Like I'm out there just we gonna have fun. You know. So it's cool. I ain't
so you're looking to you. Do you have to knock that edge off before you get on? Like you have to take something, or are you just like, hey, I'm ready to go. It's business. Like
I usually drink. No more than 2 drinks before I go on stage. I don't know. I probably don't even need to drink to get on stage because I usually don't have more like an anxiety attack till I get off. Mm-hmm. I don't even think about it. I usually can't hear when I'm on stage. It just, I don't know. It's like a dream sequence. Yeah. But as soon as I get off, then all of a sudden it's like, you know, kind of get post-com clarity. Yeah, I have post-stage clarity. So.
Okay. So speaking of coming from the internet, what do you feel? How you feel about those?
There's a lot coming.
Coming from the internet. This guy.
That's what he does a lot.
Absolutely. 110%.
Oh, wow.
How do you feel about those Instagram comedians, the Vine comedians, the TikTokers trying their hand on stage?
I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. My whole thing, it really is just about being funny. It's like Mo Brooks. I saw him on stage, and it was cool. You know what I mean? But I think he is... Like, what he's doing online is, like, I mean, he is hilarious. Yeah. So, whatever way you can get money, people just want to see you sometimes. You know what I mean? I have stands. I have guys that probably think I'm a tranny, you know, because Baltimore, they like a lot of boy pussy here.
They do.
With Dusty.
Yeah.
I went on a whole date with, like, a Baltimore rapper once, and he was just, like, asking me real random questions. He was like, I know you got kids, but did you have them? I'm like, I mean, I didn't push them out. You know what I mean? Like... I'm a girl. Trains look way better than me.
Like, do not answer the question. I didn't push him out. No, my nigga.
I didn't push him out.
I understand that, but he asked me questions for a reason. Don't do that to me.
What size of your shoe? Like, I got broad shoulders. You know, my clavicle.
You should have messed with him, like, boy, don't be playing with me, boy.
Yeah, he would have loved everything about it.
He'd be like, oh, choke me, daddy.
He would have loved everything about it, choke guys. Me. If I had a penis, why would I need men? The fuck? I loved it. Respectfully.
So, Jesus. We have a segment on here called We Just Be Saying Anything.
Oh, okay. Sounds right.
Yeah, where we pull something from the internet and we have a conversation about it. Mm. And, of course, the topic of discussion this week is Shorty who was upset that old boy slid her $30.
I was literally just thinking about this as I was writing it. So, first of all, I want to just speak to the single ladies in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. If you were not at CIAA this weekend, when I tell you it was a sausage fest outside, I'm talking about it was nothing but men everywhere. You would have found your husband, your side nigga, just and all this weekend. All you had to do was buy a $50, $100 ticket. It would have been worth the money. Mm-hmm. Now, while I was there... This guy approached me, and he was just like, yo, he was like, I just like everything about you, so beautiful, this, that, and the third. He was like, I really want to take you to Longhorn. Steakhouse, right? Mm-hmm. I had never been there. But in my mind, I was like, is there like a high-end Applebee's? I had to check myself because I was like, damn, I was like, my real estate must have went down. I know I'm older now and stuff like that. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I'm like, damn, like, I'm Longhorn, though.
I like Longhorn better than Outback.
I'm about to say, maybe he's a Longhorn nigga. That's
okay. And Longhorn got that bang bang shrimp to go with the bang bang scissors gang. So you can get the shrimp there that you can't get it like an Outback.
But I was saying, the girl that said that she needed more than $30, first of all, what the fuck are you eating, bitch?
So she said she needs an appetizer, the main course. She said she needs at least $100, basically, for lunch.
I guarantee you she ain't paying for $100 for herself because she ain't got the money. What's
her eyebrows done? I have a lot of questions. It's a lot of... I feel like people have exaggerated sense of self. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, they really don't... I'm like, do you see what I see? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. I'm very disappointed a lot, especially in Baltimore. Like, most of us don't have side teeth. I myself also don't have any side teeth. But it helps me.
Yeah,
you know?
You in the minority again, brother.
I can fit through in my mouth when necessary, but...
I don't fit.
But I give people grace, but bitch, $30, like, what are you eating?
Right.
You can tell she's just a shitty bitch.
She's just a shitty person.
And what job she had?
Right there.
What job she had? You can get appetizer, main course, all that, like within an hour.
That you can sit down and who's eating dessert for lunch?
She probably the same person to get DoorDash and be like, oh, they never delivered my shit, even though they did.
Uh-huh.
That's my refund.
Yep. People that can eat that much, like $400, they're definitely on Section 8. That's why I posted that today. I was just like, your rent is definitely $50, and you're getting $1,200 in food stamps.
Yep.
Of course you can eat $100 for lunch, bitch.
She hungry.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
if anybody out there selling food stamps.
No, for real, though. Because it's
national. I buy some now.
Jesus.
Yo, the price went up. It's not even 1 for 2 no more.
What?
No, the price went up.
I'm definitely not going ham for my food stamps. That's dumb. Be smart.
Yeah, I know some white people crackheads. They go from there. Yeah.
Bruh, when I was on Wilkins Avenue, next door neighbor, they had a wick. Love them.
God, I love it.
The extra milk. Yeah, like, here you go. We got way too much milk. This ain't going to be one. You know, I was like, cool.
When my son was born, I had twins. I was getting whipped for 3 kids. I had 12 milks. See? Like, I mean, it was just dumb stuff. Like, 12 gallons of milk. I'm like, where the hell am I going to put this at?
Yeah, when we got it, when my daughter was born, we used to... There was something she got that we could only get it up Edmondson Village. Mm-hmm. We were like the only white people up Edmondson Village trying to get some whipped stuff.
That shit was lit. Shout out to Edmondson Village.
It's like, it'll be fine.
EA.
Look at these meth heads up here.
Meth heads over there.
Got a damn baby with them.
And you was hella frail back then, too. It was like, oh, yeah, he definitely.
Yeah, you definitely tell. He's smoked all of it. Don't give none to the girl.
Yeah.
So, I know you say you wouldn't mind being local. Like, mm-hmm. But would you mind doing like a Netflix special or Comedy Central half an hour situation?
To be honest with you, I'm so afraid of the niggas that's gonna pop out and the stories and the videos. Cause I mean, I'm not gonna hold
you. Videos out there?
I definitely got videos out there. So that's probably my biggest that fear. If I blow up, I'm gonna have to pay so many people off. I tell people all the time, like, if I ever die, God, you know, forbid I die, anybody that is like dark skin between like 5'11 and 6'5, do not let them talk on that mic. I don't care. Like, I went to one of my homeboy's funerals, and the girl got up there and was like, I used to pray over him while he laid in my bed. Bitch, so sit down with his kids and his baby mama here. I do not let them get on the mic at my funeral. Brittany, I'm telling my cousin, get him out of here. But yeah, like, that's the only thing about blowing up. It exposes everything in your life and stuff.
Shit, I hope I blow up. Put the videos and the pictures out. I got a lot of them.
Everybody put your
video. You about to help me out and get me more followers.
I don't mind the pictures, though. I think I put some good, you know...
Making pictures out there?
I mean, well, you know, I compartmentalize different, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I stand beside it, especially, you know.
I'm behind all the work I did.
All
the work, yep.
At least go half of me on OnlyFans if you're going to throw them up. I feel like
okay.
Yeah, send the proceeds to my twins in college, you know, so.
What you think about Kevin Hart?
Okay, so Kevin Hart, I saw him at Coppin State before he blew up, and it was one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen in my life. I was crying to the point where my stomach hurt. I was actually going to physically leave because he did an hour and like 15 minutes, and it was the funniest thing I ever seen. Him and his friend Naeem, I can't remember what his Funk. I think it was Naeem Funk. Now, like I said, I've seen him probably 4 or 5 times. Like I said, I would love to work with him, but it's something missing. I think it's something about, and you know, like his second wife, she's from Baltimore. It's, I just think
she
that
like it sometimes.
You know, but I don't know. It's just something about dad, and you're supposed to grow up. You're supposed to get more mature, things of that sort. But it's just not for me. But he, I'm telling you, one of the funniest comedians I ever seen ever, and I love stand up. That, oh my god, I'm talking about crying. Sick.
Motherfucker.
And you like them little short dudes.
Oh, I love short men.
Motherfucker. Totally.
I love
funny.
Short men.
She just drag them around on one of them kid leashes and like, come on.
They get the best titty hugs. Like, when, you know what I'm saying? You hug them like,
you're like 5'8". You good?
Oh, okay.
I'm like 5'9".
I mess with a, my couch boyfriend was like 5'9".
There you go.
So mess with Philly. I did. I didn't know he was white, though. You know, them Baltimore white boys be
getting them Baltimore white boys are different.
I get people that are like, are you Puerto Rican? Are you like mixed? Like, what are you?
Man, he got me. I went into like, I had to pee, and we were near his house, and he was like, oh, okay, well, I'll let you, pee at my house. I started walking around, I was like, all these white people in your pictures? Like, this is my mom and my dad.
Yeah, like, his house is.
That's
his house,
crazy.
Whole wall, number white people. We're like, okay.
He had like a little tan, like, yeah. I was just, he got me. And he was dating my other girl, homegirl, Tiffany, at the same time.
Oh, yeah, he's
cheating on me, too.
Damn.
Just had much. Diminishing me in these streets.
That's crazy. So, ass eating, you brought it up. We want to take it there.
Okay.
You don't have to ask too hard for to eat a man's ass, right?
It depends. Okay. So even the way that it came up, I was dating this guy. What is I was dating this lady?
Was he tall?
Yeah, he was tall.
They usually take tall motherfuckers like they ask.
Yeah, tall men do like that, but eat more. Shorter guys are so, I don't know, they want to over, you know, like the, what is it called? What's the little Napoleon complex? They don't want you to make them feel vulnerable.
Emasculated.
But yeah, tall guys, oh, they throw them legs up. You hear me?
You just have a bet like this?
I've probably done it every which way, but I don't want it to be like, oh, I just eat everybody's butt. Like, I've only done it with two different people.
Tippy ass.
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, men do it all the time. Like, they'd be like, oh, I don't
I slipped. My bad, my bad. Slipped. No, you didn't
they
slip. You licked that thing like
everything. Men, I've had men just put everything in their mouth. I'm like, Jesus. Oh, like, get your mother. Like, but
he lips like that, he can fit both at the same time.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you.
Shout out to thick lips. yeah, I mean, and sometimes you just gotta kind of ease certain men into it. You know, you just start, you know, work your way down, hit the gooch. The gooch is you gotta hit the gooch, ladies.
Not your grandma.
I mean,
hey, they need help out there.
I was married 18 years. You want to be married 18 years? Like, right? Shit, eat that ass. And be honest with you, I just feel like if that's where men have their, you know, erogenous point and stuff like that, I mean, it just feels good.
So. How many times did you put a finger in?
I never put my finger in it, though.
What?
Okay. Like, I mean, I put my tongue in it before. Okay. Yeah, and I get, and I'm not, like, talking about, ass. Like, I be in it.
You wait, like me. I get out of it.
Like, bent over. I don't know what it
let
is.
Your booty breathe.
Legs
it's something
head,
about
like,
the pandemic. The pandemic really brought, like.
Like, bro, if you can survive corona, you can survive ass eating.
I was in a bed watching P-Valley eating ass, drinking a fifth of Henny. Like, it was lit. I had strippers, like, maybe 2-3 times a month in my house. Like, we had a blast on that. Shout out to the pandemic.
Yo, Panorama, what up?
Yeah. Panda Express.
Drinking Henny eating ass is wild.
Yeah, I had sometimes. I'm already the rock star. I'm like,
that should
I'm
be their new logo, you know, with what? Henny.
Oh, yeah?
You know, drink honey, like, eat some ass.
Right.
Ooh. You want your ass ate, give your girl some honey.
That
should be a marketing thing for them.
Well, you always putting up marketing ideas.
Hennessy, I don't understand why Hennessy is not sponsoring me in some which way. I literally, everyone knows me for Hennessy, period. Like,
reach out to them.
Yeah, I really do, though.
Reach out to them.
Tall girls drink honey.
Absolutely. 110%. When we have our live show, we keep it in here, so.
You see, there ain't no alcohol in here. I had some
not today. Water. Not today. You know.
We can drink on the Sabbath. I'm Catholic. We drink at church.
Sabbath.
I'm Irish. Oh, shit. I think I started drinking at like 7.
There you go.
We do not condone underage drinking here in toxicology.
Underage. Just molestation.
Yeah, just molestation and ass.
I do
but
not.
That's all. Sorry.
So, we have this segment on the show called the Sack Question of the Day.
Okay.
Where we go into best friend Sack and we get some questions and we answer.
Is your name Sack?
I usually just have a big sack.
I usually. Big ball. Okay, I used to.
Big hanging balls.
The way I feel about balls, I don't know.
And you know white people age different, so it's probably wrinkled.
Oh my, it's. Okay, I was about to ask you, is it pink or brown? But I'll ask you.
What is it?
I'm not actually.
I hate for people to think it's like. I literally had somebody that was like, is it like pink? Like, is it like.
That's what I asked you. I said, is it pink or brown?
Nah, that's. Not pink.
Beige?
It's like white.
You tan your balls?
Is it white?
No, well, I guess for some reason, like, it's like, you ever see.
No.
When you watch black porn, like, his face is that color, but his dick is like solid black.
Okay.
Like, that's the same thing with balls. It's like, you know, it's like darker.
Yeah, no point in me talking about, you know what dick looks like.
I would prefer white penis to beige penis. Like the yellow penises. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a disease.
I don't know what it. I just don't believe in beige on beige interactions. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you like color textures?
Oh yeah. Most of the guys I date are this microphone. Like that's why I feel so comfortable here. So this is my favorite.
So you like the beauty of contrast?
I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like white men when they go get a black woman. They mm-hmm. want the you know.
Yeah, they want the dark.
Black the berry, sweet of the juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Let me smoke a cigarette after this. Say I was smoking.
Bruh.
I'm like, which one? Reminiscing over old stuff, like.
I forgot where I stored them, but I remember some of them. So I guess one of the questions would be, if you were with a significant other that was turning out to be more like his mother, is that somebody that you would stay with?
So if he started to act like his mom.
Yeah.
I had mommy issues, so no. I feel like, you know, people have Oedipus complex, you know, they usually, women date men like their father, but I end up with men like my mother, mm-hmm. like narcissist, you know.
Narcissist.
God, yeah.
I
should
call that a lot.
Yeah. But so, it's a no for me. Let's put it that way. I'm not even big on mommy's boys, like, because, yeah, people, don't mind.
Okay, so there's some good mama boys. It's not into some bad ones.
What does that mean, good mama?
I don't want to get
the ones that like they're not like underneath their mama titty, but they love their mama. If their mama needs something, they there for them.
My issue is this: a lot of times, what will happen is you had these guys where they drop everything for their mother. So their mother may have a boyfriend or husband. So it's like their mother has a boyfriend or husband who will drop everything for her. Mm-hmm. Now my man is dropping everything for her. Who the fuck is there for me? You understand what I mean? They dropping everything for the kids. They dropping everything for the sister. My thing is, it's a reason for a certain structure. Like, I'm a military brat. Like, both my parents were in the military. And my dad, speaking of grooming, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, no, but he explained to me how to be a submissive female. So I'm like an alpha woman, but in a relationship, I'm very submissive, that there are gender roles. I believe in all these things. You know what I mean? So... Yeah, like, no, if you're supposed to be the head of the house, like, no.
I agree. He's a mama boy.
It's only one queen.
He still breastfeeds.
That's why I said there's good mama boys. Because, like, me and my mom, we won't have to talk for, like, a week or two. But if my mom needs me, she knows I can go
to
my son.
Yeah, well, you can be a good
son.
Child. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but I think I have a mommy's girl.
But if my mom has a boyfriend, I have a.
Like, I've been with women where
that's a problem.
Their mom
ladies,
calls.
Ladies, listen to this. That's a problem. Why can't she get some business? Don't you like vagina?
So, of course.
Okay.
But, like, so, for example, a few years ago, my mom met this guy at a church conference. Right? Okay. She brought him to the crib, right?
And you heard her saying, oh,
everybody knew who he was except for me.
Okay. Right?
So, I come in there, everybody's, like, being quiet and being hush-hush about it. So, I'm like, I don't know this stranger. He's a stranger to me. So I'm standing there, I'm like,
hater.
Just
who the fuck is this? Then my cousin was like,
"It's Big Dick Jimmy."
And then my cousin was like, "That's my boyfriend."
It's Reverend Big Dick.
I said, "Oh no, it ain't." And then it became a whole thing.
They call
him. Oh my God,
yeah, Reverend Big Dick.
You're too old for that.
I am too old for that.
But why? But what is your rationale? Why can't your mom date?
How do you think you got here?
Oh, I know how I got here.
Yeah, she was taking it.
I know how I got here, and I know how my mom was growing up.
Okay.
So now I'm like, nah, who the fuck is this? My mom was too goddamn old be out here, you know, slanging it out and shit. So, hey, mom, if you see this,
if it's a boyfriend, that means there's some type of relationship there.
Yeah. I was right because he was trying to get a green card.
Okay, but that was just that one time.
I'm just saying.
I know an older man for your mom. Well, I'm about to say...
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. He's looking for a relationship. He be going to Essence every year. I mean, he's a little too old for me.
Because
I'm like old boss. But
nah, I'm good.
Hook mom up.
Stop playing with me.
I'm just saying, mamas need love, too.
You hook mom up.
Shout out to Mr. Bradley.
Yeah, Mr. Bradley. See? Mm-hmm. They call him Big D.
Nah, I'm good.
Reverend he got a good ass job. Like, he's just a good man.
Good human.
He got koi fish in his little pond.
My mom's good accountant.
She need a good man. Mm-hmm. It's not like she said you should spat on my ball for, you know.
Look at over there. His eyes.
North Avenue. <and shit. laughs> This guy used to work at Shake and Bake.
Hey, shout out to Shake and Bake.
Hold up. Shake and Bake done renovated and shit.
I'm just saying.
It's nice in there now.
Shout out to Capital Lounge. That's the Shake and Bake. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where I actually started doing comedy.
Okay.
Yep.
So were you naturally funny? Like, as like a little kid, you was like class clown, all that good shit.
I was not nobody's clown. Oh.
Goddamn, Baltimore people. Okay, goddamn, Baltimore people.
Yeah, the circus. Don't look at me like a 91st Soul Circus. But
were you funny like in school and around your friends?
My entire family is funny. Okay. Like, you know, most of my family are Virgos. Like, my father is probably the funniest person that I know. And he would roast us. Like, since I was born, he had me thinking that my brother. He found him on the front steps, and he found me in the toilet. Like, he really just talks crazy to us, but I'm saying, like, he is the funniest man ever. So, that's where I started. Like, I also do, like, roast battles. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm still the reigning champion between the D.C. versus Baltimore roast battle. I picked that from my father. I just feel like that's where it came from. I used to be very manipulative when I was a kid. Like,
most women are.
Like, really, like, I would just, like, really, like, play with people, and I was very creative and stuff like that, but I just think that I ended up being more funny once I got older.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for the people at home, because I know they're going to ask me, you play sports?
Of course.
Okay.
You know, water polo, sinus, like, no, I play basketball. I'm like, I played basketball up until Morgan State. I played at Milford in high school. And, yeah.
I used to go down to the quarry. I'm Milford Mill.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that quarry.
Yeah.
I'm at, what is his name? Lil Zane there.
Baby Tupac.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Lil Zane. Of all people, like
of all people,
I met Jay-Z. I met Lil Zane. Oh, right.
But he would come to the hood a lot. Like Lil Zane stayed in the hood for whatever reason.
Quarry.
Yeah,
right.
So, this was fun.
I had a blast.
Hey, you want to tell people where they can find you? You got anything coming up?
Absolutely. So, Tippy Tall Girl, _ Tippy Tall Girl, _, and also Just Put the Tip In. Those are my Instagram pages. I mean, Cash App, Tippy Tall Girl, you know.
Cash App support.
Please. I love everything about that. Also, I do have some shows coming up. Like I said, March 29th, I will be in Harlem. I will post, you know, the flyer for that. I have a Mother's Day show that I'm curating.
My mama won't be there.
Look, that show is gonna be lit. It's gonna be Glenn Arden, and I have like you know a lot of people on that show. That's gonna be really really fun. So I have a lot coming up. So you know,
thank you so much.
By all means,
big
one, not the small one.
Always
remember that.
Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you for inviting me. You guys are hilarious.
Hey,
it's just me, not him.
Yeah,
it was more.
You don't bring shit to the table
ever.
Ever.
Just the camera and the lights.
He just brings the studio.
Yeah, but other than that, you're the star.
I'm all personality.
You're definitely a Beyonce.
Yeah.
He's Michelle. All right,
Kelly.
Yeah, I gave him Michelle.
I be Kelly.
Okay. I'm going to say, I gave him Michelle.
I be Kelly, all right? Nobody cares about Beyonce anymore anyway. Any last words, best friend?
Don't knock tall girls.
You know what I mean?
So you know find yourself falling in some tall girl pussy.
It's amazing.
Or tall girl pussy falling into you because they're tall.
Absolutely.
We just peed out up in the day. We're amazing.
There you go. That's a gravity.
I thought about that.
You know what I mean? Higher up, the more you gotta go.
Yeah, that's all. That's a bar. That was a bar. But remember, you're not a hoe. You know what I mean? They're hating because you're having fun. You're not trash. You're somebody's treasure. Till next time, where's the mundo? We out.